This is Psalms 91, declared over my life today, not because of what I feel, but because what is true. And it says, "She who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, you are my God in whom I trust. It is you who delivers me from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. You will cover me with your pinions, and under your wings I can seek refuge. Your faithfulness is a shield and bulwark, O Lord. I will not be afraid of the terror by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in darkness, not even of the destruction that lays waste at noon, because 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not approach me. I will only look on with my eyes and see the payment of the wicked, because I have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High my dwelling place. No evil will befall me, no plague will come near my house, because He, God, Jehovah God Most High, will give His angels charge concerning me. They will guard me in all of my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, that I would not strike my foot against a stone even. I will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent I will trample down, because I have loved God, therefore He will deliver me. He will set me securely on high, because I have known His name. I will call upon the Lord, and He will answer me. He will bereft me in trouble. He will rescue me and honor me. With long life, the Lord will satisfy me and let me see the Lord's salvation." Father, I am calling upon You today. I feel that I am in trouble, and I feel that the lion and the cobra and the serpent seek to trample me, but instead I choose to trample them today in Your power and Your name. God, I pray that You would satisfy me with life, with health. I declare my health to be true and to be present, that this pain will not stop me and will not diminish my ability to live and to thrive. Regardless of whether You take away the pain or not, I will trust You, and I will serve You, and I can be victorious in this life. I thank You for this trial, that it produces endurance and perseverance and godliness. I thank You for this pain, because it's got to be some sort of good thing to prevent more pain from later. I cry out to You today for my family, for my children and my husband, and for me, that You would protect us round about with angelic protection, that we would not stumble and we would not fall and we would not be depressed or downtrodden, but instead we would cast aside our fear and our anxiety, cast it upon You, and instead stand firm. I choose to stand firm, and I pray for Your strength to stand firm. I choose to activate my faith, and I pray that You would empower my faith and grow it, O Lord, and make me trust in You and not stumble and fall. For You are my rock and my fortress and my refuge. And those are good things, and those are real things. Daddy, I need You today. I can't do this life without You. And I pray for Your victory to be true in my life, because You're God and I'm not. And I know You are real, and I know You have never left me and never forsaken me, no matter what has happened. And I'm counting on that today. I'm counting on You, because I have no other remedy. Nobody else can do this for me. How I'm important to You, I don't understand. But I know you say over and over and over and over in your word how precious we are to you and how much you love us. And I'm counting on that love to fill my heart and to overflow to others, that they too would not feel alone and abandoned. I need you, God. I know you will not fail. You are good and merciful and just and righteous and powerful. I know you have the ability to do this. And I know you will. Love me today, God. Amen.